Formosan and Asian subterranean termite are two of the most widely distributed termite species in the world. Cryptotermes formosanus is a major construction pest in the temperate and subtropical area, and Cryptotermes gastroi is a major construction pest in tropical area. The reason I studied the biogeography of these two species in Taiwan, because these two species have existed in Taiwan at least for 100 years. And Taiwan probably the first area these two species encounter each other. And Taiwan even the type locality for C. formosanus. So far, the distribution of these two species only overlap at Florida, Hawaii, and Taiwan. And Taiwan is closest to the putative origin of the genus Cryptotermes. The objective of this study is to know the geographic distribution of these two species in Taiwan. Their distribution in this old infested area may help us to predict where and how these two species infested in the lately infested area. And we also want to know the phylogeographical relationship between Taiwanese population and other distant population for determining if these two species are native or not. If not, where did they come from? To obtain the locality data of these two species, I did a field investigation in the past 4 years, examined the museum specimen, and we have a sample collected from Taiwan in instruction by pest control operator. And I also reviewed the previous study. The termite species was identified by using alien and soldier morphology. And then we put all the data on the map. We found these two species at lowland area of Taiwan, and C. formosanus distributed over the island, but C. gastroi was only found in certain part of Taiwan. Most of C. gastroi was found at warmer area with average January temperature over 16 degrees Celsius. In order to know the phylogeographical relationship between Taiwanese population and other distant population, we choose 7 C. formosanus samples and 7 C. gastroi samples for genetic analysis. The samples were preserved in the high concentration ethanol, and we extract the total DNA by using commercial kit. Then we amplify the 3 mitochondria genes. They are code 2, 12S, 16S. Then we send this sample to the core lab for sequencing. Then we checked the quality of this sequence. We also download the gene sequence from the gene bank of other distant population. Then we lump all the data together and make alignment for each genes. We construct the phylogenetic tree by using 3 different methods. Because the results are very similar, so here I only show the Bayesian tree. The geographic group was tested by using AMOVA. This is the old data we have in this study. We have the C. gastroi from Taiwan, Florida, Hawaii, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Indonesia, and Philippines. And we have a C. formosanus from Taiwan, China, Florida, Hawaii, Japan. The reticulotermes flaviceps is the native species to Taiwan, is our group. This tree is based on the combination of the 3 genes. R. flaviceps is our group. And C. formosanus and C. gastroi were clearly separate. Then I'm going to discuss C. formosanus first, then C. gastroi. Before 1800s, C. formosanus was only found in southern China, Japan, and Taiwan. And in the past 200 years, the frequent shipping between these three areas may increase the gene flow. The genetics data in this study shows some Taiwanese samples and old Japanese samples and some Chinese samples were in the clay with the 96% support. This data match the historical record. As I mentioned before, Taiwan is a type locality for C. formosanus. However, is Taiwan really an endemic area for this species? Theoretically, the population at the center of origin usually have a higher genetic diversity because they have a longer evolution time. The introduced population is only part of the original population. They usually have a lower genetic diversity because they have a lower evolution time. In this study, we found both Taiwanese and Chinese population have a higher genetic diversity than those introduced area as Japan and United States. These data supported both southern China and Taiwan are endemic area for C. formosanus. And this graph shows southern China and Taiwan were connected during the glacial period. And this gives us idea where is the endemic area of C. formosanus in the Ice Age. Now I'm going to talk about Asian subterranean termite, C. gastroid. In this study, all the samples were significantly divided into three groups. The first group is Malaysia, Thailand, and Singapore. And four lidar samples is closest to this group. The second group is Indonesia group. The third group is Taiwan, Philippines, and Hawaii. Based on this phylogenetic tree, we know Taiwanese sample is closest to Philippines and Hawaii samples. The genetics data shows the seven samples we collected over 170 kilometers in southwest of Taiwan have identical CO2, 12S, and 16 genes. And the Philippines population has a higher genetic diversity. When SF Light described Siva status, now is the junior synonym to C. gastroid. He mentioned this species is very popular in most of the islands he collects in Philippines. So both historical data and the genetic data supported the C. gastroid in Taiwan were introduced from Philippines. And the Hawaii's population is probably also introduced from Philippines around 1960s. In conclusion, C. formosanus distributed over the island, but C. gastroid was only found in certain part. Overlap area is south, is between the Tropic of Cancer and 22 degree north. Both geographic data and genetics data supported certain China and Taiwan are endemic area for C. formosanus. The historical record and genetics data supported C. gastro is an invasive species for Taiwan and probably found Philippines recently. I would like to thank professors, colleagues, and friends both from Taiwan and University of Florida helped me to collect termite and doing the molecular work and give me many value suggestions on this large scale study, and also USDA ARS funding this project. Thank you very much.